Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need, but there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for being part of my day. And I'm very excited about our good friend Sam Norwood being back on the show. Sam is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 12 years as a member of our Brain Trust. He's senior partner with Tatum LLC. And once a month, he polls 300-plus members of his organization who are helping to run businesses just like yours all over the country. And they give him a report on how things are going. They have a handful of criteria that they respond to, and then Sam puts it into a report, and we're one of the happy beneficiaries of that report. Sam Norwood, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back. You know what? Out of this survey, which we do each month, we conduct it at the end of each month, so we can present it as of the first of each month. What we do is we go to these hundreds of our partners who are all over the country in a variety of industries and out where the rubber meets the road, and they tell us what's going on at their client's business without revealing the name of the client, but they'll talk about the industry, and they'll talk about the size of the company and the market, whether local or regional, national or international, and so on. And we get a good pulse, probably as good a pulse as the current for the current situation, or better than anything that we know of.
And I agree with you because, as you know, I have access to a number of others, and your survey is as good as any of them. Sam, you don't think we have you back on because you're so charming, right?
It certainly couldn't be that.
It's only because of the great information that you have, Sam. Hey, Sam,
it's my face for radio.
That's exactly right. I have a face for radio and a voice for newspaper. But Sam, you know, last month I sent you on an assignment. I said, Sam, bring us better numbers. And there are some things a little bit green, but the general business conditions don't look good from your guys, do they?
Well, you know, we're in this period. It's sort of like the month of August. For a lot of people, it's sort of a nondescript month. Well, this month in our survey, we had kind of a nondescript report. Things are okay, still growing slowly, but the growth rate is, according to our respondents, is slowing down. And, you know, they did revise the growth rate of the economy upward for the second quarter, and we agree with that, but we think that since the second quarter there's been a slowing down of the growth rate. Mm. Nevertheless, it's certainly better than it was a year ago.
Why do you – any indication why?
No, we read the tea leaves and report it as we see it. But we think that that there has been obviously 5 years of stimulus that certainly is helpful. But finally, you know, there's a backlog of things that people want to do and spend money on. Particularly right now, it looks like everybody's rushed out to buy a car. But at the same time, there is reluctance because of what they think is maybe a kind of an iffy future. So
Sam,
there's always a balance between the good stuff and the not so good.
You said 5 years of stimulus, and you're right. In fact, $87 billion of new stimulus every month.
Yeah.
The Fed's pumping into the economy. I'm talking about, folks, we're talking about money printed out of thin air, no basis in intrinsic value, like there's no gold backing this up anywhere. $87 billion every month for the last however many years. Sam, where's that money going, and why isn't it getting out on Main Street? It's like it's gone into a rabbit hole somewhere.
It's like giving yourself
how could it show up so much on Wall Street and not get down on Main Street? I don't understand that.
It would be like giving yourself a transfusion. with a leak, a small leak in the hose. It's not going anywhere. It stays in the banks for the most part, as and they're building up the capital of the banks. Well, that's nice in case there's a financial meltdown again. We're better; the banks are more solid, but it's starting actually to leak out. The businesses are actually borrowing more and have been for now a couple of years. They're stepping up to the plate and borrowing, and the banks are lending. But it really has not gone out, not to the near the stimulus amount.
When you consider how many trillions of dollars have been put into the economy, this economy, based on that alone, I mean, it would be dangerous. It'd be a dangerous situation, which is what I think we have in Wall Street. I still think we have a dangerous. I think we have a bubble on Wall Street, frankly, Sam, in my opinion. But we sure don't have a bubble on Main Street. We'd like to have a little bit of a bubble right now, wouldn't we, folks? 20 till, right back with Sam Norwood. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.